This one gonna hit him right here.
So many people are inside, don't even know him, even though they might have heard of God.
Get into this.
Can he love me? Will he hear my prayer?
Oh, I think I'm ugly when he sees my clothes, he sees my hair.
I heard of a savior, heard he bled and died.
Yes,
we can give him my sins and we can get his life. Yet I wonder for me if he will even care when he sees my clothes. Oh, he sees my
Greetings from the road. I greet you all in the name of Jesus, wonderful, lovely Savior. Right now I am on the road driving between Calgary and Edmonton in Canada. Yeah, I know, of all the places in the world, this is an interesting spot to be. It's a little bit cold up here, but it's going to get colder pretty soon. But yeah, just kind of an update. I wanted to put out an audio here kind of while I'm on the road just to let you guys know that I am going to be probably a bit sparse over the next month and a half since I'm traveling and I'm all over the place. This is a bit of a time for me to regroup and just for me to recover, I guess, from a lot of what's been happening. You know, I know with some of the audios that we do and we put out, you know, we do a lot of time in the Word, and we do a lot of time where we're just kind of covering, you know, the stuff that God gives us, and we don't really discuss too much the stuff that we do on, like, the practical ministry side, you know, in South Asia, in Sri Lanka, and in those places. So, but yeah, that stuff is pretty exhausting, pretty tiring. And, you know, there's times where we do need to stop, regroup, you know, in any army, you know, in any fight, you know, you're not fighting 24/7, even though you are in the battle at all times. So, there's times where you gotta rest, there's times where you gotta recover, there's times where you gotta strategize, and then there's times where you actually are fighting. And so this is a bit of a rest and recovery for myself right now. And I thank God so much for the good people that are, you know, the brothers and sisters in Christ that are out there, you know, in this world, that are not of it, that are there, that are blessing, you know, to my life, that support me, you know, and are there for me, and I'm there for them too. And, you know, we pray for each other, we work with each other, we share and lend and give one to another, and we're there for each other in whatever it is that happens in the days ahead. And, you know, the world doesn't have that. You know, the world doesn't have people that are truly there for them. You know, in the world, you're a person of standing and status as long as they see some value in what they can get out of you. And, you know, and as soon as you have exhausted that to them in the world, you know, you can forget it. The phone won't ring, nobody will come by, and you're pretty much done. And I think that's a pretty lonely reality for the people in the world. Whereas with the kingdom, we have people that love and care about us just because they love and care about us. Because God's put that love in their hearts for us, and they really, truly want the best for our lives, and we want the best for their lives as well. And it's not about what you can get out of someone. It's not about what you can use them for. They're not a business contact. They're not a source of escape or whatever it is that the world might come up with. That's, we relate to each other differently in the kingdom. So, you know, it's a blessing because, you know, I mean, right now, I really see God's hand in even just this window of time that I have right now in just being able to recover. Because, boy, I tell you, this last few months in particular really were pretty wearing, you know. And you know, when you're in the fight, it's going to happen. know, but each time that we go through something, if you come through it God's way, you're stronger at the other side. You know, you may need a little time to recover, but you're stronger and you're more fit for the challenges that will come in time to come. Whereas the world will coddle its own, it'll make sloppy, just sloppy people, sloppy lives out of those that give themselves over to it. So, you know, for me, for those that I know that, you know, walk a similar track, you know, we want that which is real. You know, we want the real thing. We can't settle for an illusion. We can't settle for something that's fabrication. You know, I don't want man's understanding of what he thinks God might be. I want to know God for myself. I want to know who he really is, and I want to walk with who he really is. I want the real deal. That's what we pursue. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're giving ourselves over to when we're asking for his kingdom to come. And, you know, for myself, you know, part of the progression has been that. And it's been painful. You know, it's been painful because he'll take you to an end of yourself. He'll deal with all of your... he'll deal with all of your mental handicaps and limitations, places that you've been damaged and scarred. He'll work with that. Plus, you know, he's not going to leave you there. He's going to take you on to a place of healing because he wants you to be healed. He wants you to be whole. And just as you continue down that track, he's doing that with you. You know, if you keep walking with Christ, you're a little better off today than you were yesterday. You know, yeah, you might still feel pain for whatever it is that, you know, has happened, is happening. But in the middle of that, if you look at the old wounds that you have, he's healing you up. You know, he's taking you through a process of healing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, with even a healing that needs to take place, sometimes part of the treatment actually hurts a little bit more than the wound itself. You know, like when you got an infection, if you put an antiseptic on it or something that will kill off the germs that are there, you're for a moment in time, it hurts worse because something's being burned out in there that's, you know, an infection that's damaging you. But once you come past that point of that infection being burned out, which is what a lot of us feel, you know, when God is, you know, the master surgeon, the master physician is working with us, when you feel that for a while, just get through that. Allow him to take you through that. And so sometimes even he puts us through a few even painful experiences that are meant to and used to be the clinic that he works so that we can be healed. And he's healing us. He is. You know, just keep walking with him. He's not done with you yet. He's not done with me yet. He's working on us. And yeah, it's beautiful. Boy, I tell you, this drive is beautiful. It's such a contrast, you know, to be in a place like Canada where there's so much space. Gosh. And to just contrast this to Asia where you've got people just on top of each other. And Sri Lanka is one of the most densely populated nations in the world. So, yeah, gosh, the difference is amazing. You can fit so many people in here. But anyways, yeah, it's just beautiful country, though. You know, God has made such an amazing world. He's made such an amazing planet. And there's so much to see. There's so much to do while you're here. You know, don't let life slip you by. You know, God intended for you to have an abundant life. and he intended for you to have a lot of adventures in this whole thing. So, you know, allow him to take you through those. Allow him to direct you to those. You know, this walk, you know, something God showed me some time back was, you know, it's if you take a step of faith, you know, when you feel like God's showing you something, if you're a bit scared about what he might be showing you, just ask him to confirm it. Because if your heart's desire is to act on what he's showing you, if what you need is a confirmation, he'll confirm it. He'll make it clear. And then when he's showing you something, and you feel and you see that confirmation of what he's showing you, take that step. Because when you take one step, and then you'll see God's hand in that next thing. Then you take another step. And then you take another step. Each time that you take a step of faith, eventually what you find out is that you're in fact walking. And the desire is just to walk. You know, he wants you to walk out this thing in faith. He wants you to know what it is to live an adventure. You know, I one thing about coming back to the West, even if it's for a short time, is I see how many people, you know, they have comfortable lives. They really do. But also there's a longing inside of their hearts for something more. You know, they really want something raw. They really want something real, and they don't have it. And, you know, all of these television shows and reality shows and all of these things that people, you know, watch and try to stimulate themselves with is for the sake of just experiencing something real. And God calls us into reality. But, you know, in order for you to experience the reality that he has for you, it's likely that you got to leave that which is comfortable. Because in the process of him giving us reality, he's got to break the illusion of what you think is real. Break the illusion of what you trust in that's not him. Break your dependency. You break your dependency on anything but him. He wants to bring us to the point where there is nothing that we depend on in this life but him. Nothing that we trust in this life but him. And he's doing that for anybody that will follow him that way. But, you know, it's really a dividing line. You know, it's a dividing line for most, because most people are too scared to make that move. You know, most people are too scared to transition from what they know and what they're comfortable with to what it is that God intends for them. But then the problem is then they go year in and year out, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, with something grating at them. This is for the people of God. For the people of God that have yet to follow God's calling and purpose for their life, it grates at them because they know there's more. Excuse me. They know that there's more that God intends and that they're not living in. So, yeah, you know, it's just a place of trust. You know, it's just a place of really of just a willingness. You know, I think too of so many of the really amazing experiences that I've had with God even over these last few years. And a big part of it was, on my side, was just that I was available. You know, I just was like, Lord, if you need somebody, you know, I'm open. If you want somebody, I'm game. And anything that is in my care, anything that you put in my care, it's yours. Just to do with as you wish. to any resource, 100% of your time, all of that, whatever it is, Lord, go, you know, I'm game. Just the main thing is just to know that it's Him that's showing, it's Him that's revealing, it's Him that's leading and guiding us in that route. See, for myself, you know, as long as I have that assurance that it is in fact God leading me, and if His Spirit strengthens me to follow the action that He's taken me into, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. I really am. But you know, it has not been comfortable. It's not been pleasant at times. But you know, at the close of it too, I wouldn't trade it either. You know, I wouldn't trade it with anyone. I wouldn't trade it for you know, any other make-believe reality in this world, because I want to know that which is real. So yeah, I just want to also pass on a greetings to just my brothers and sisters in Christ that are listening in, especially those that are in Europe. You know, I know there's some of you there that you keep up with us and you email in. And hey, just God bless you. Appreciate that very much. You know, the emails, that come in, they're a blessing, and you know, appreciate it too. For those of you that listen in, that you write into us, because it's nice to hear from you. You know, sometimes the things that we do, they get, you know, I mean, we do them because God has us to do them. And, you know, the obedience is the result and the success in and of itself. You know, but that said, it's really, really nice to hear from somebody. It's really, really nice when we know and we hear back from someone of, you know, it's not essential in that, you know, like we'll still, I mean, we'll be all right, you know, but boy, it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to know, just to hear something back, and just to know what it is that God's doing with you out there too. Because see, we share in part from the experience that we're having. But that's, you know, our experience in the part of the body that we're part of and in the place that He has us. But, you know, it's nice to know from your side, it's nice to know from you what God's doing with you, because, you know, it ministers to us. You know, I got an email from Brother Thomas the other day. I wrote him, you know, because just some of the things he's been posting on his blog recently just blessed me, you know, and I just wanted to let him know. And, you know, I like those dialogues that go back. I really appreciate, you know, people like Zeph that have just, you know, been out there and been fighting, you know, for... just fighting for truth and to keep things going, as God's kept him moving in that line. And you know, because we get our free will in all of this too. We can, if we chose to, just throw it in and say, all right, enough. But the Spirit of God won't let us, because if you love the Father, then you'll also want to keep going with whatever He has for you. And so for those that are out there that I know that have been faithful, that have continued to just run this race, continue to speak and to preach and to teach as God would have them to do it, you know, just let them know that they're appreciated. You know, let them know that, you know, that you're receiving from what it is that they're doing too. Because, you know, whether you chip in or not, you know, whether you pray for people or not, it's good to know, you know, where people are receiving from that which God's doing. You know, I stopped by, I've been in my travels, I've been invited to a lot of places, you know, either to check things out, sometimes to speak, for people that do know some about the ministry that we do. But boy, I tell you, you know, unless you have, unless you're walking with Christ, unless you've surrendered yourself to that journey with Him, you see, you hear the words that Christ has for you while you're en route. And if you haven't surrendered yourself to that, you're probably not hearing much on a regular basis. And so, yeah, I mean, some of these places that I've been, boy, they're hurting for a true word from God. They really are. And I mean, they have their programs, they have their, you know, they have their 5-point sermons and their, you know, slick production, but people's souls are empty. You know, their spirits are not fed. And I mean, if that's what you want, if what you want is a social affiliation, well, just call it that. But don't call it something that's from God. You know, just, it's a club. You know, it's just a Sunday club, Sunday excursion. It's a place that you go. But it doesn't have anything to do with God, so don't really claim that it does. It's much, much better if you let things, if you call things for what they are, and you let them be what they are, and don't try to make them something that they're not. Because no man can validate a true servant of God. The true servants of God that I know, as far as those that are ministers, they've all done it purely because, you know, the Lord called them into it, and most of them did it and came kicking and screaming into that line, and they were doing it because it was like, okay, Lord, you know, I love you, and fine, you know, whatever it is that you say, whatever it is that you would have me to do, I'll do it just because I love you. But, and if it happens to be ministering the gospel or something along those lines, okay. But it's not exactly their first choice in anything. So, yeah, you know. Whereas, like, the people that, you know, they see it as a job, or they see it as a vocation, or they see it as a way for them to lord over other people, or, you know, a case that I'm even familiar with right now, where basically there's a guy who's a failure for himself trying to be something in the world and the world system to which he's sold out to, and now this guy's trying to become you know, a kind of a star inside of the organized cult church, which embraces him because he's one of the world's, and because they've got all kinds of hidden stuff going on in there too. But on a smaller level, he's looking for a microcosm to, you know, it's not about Jesus. None of it's about Jesus. It's about, for those guys, it's about cult personalities and building a following based around themselves, and taking advantage of a lot of really ignorant people, or those that surround themselves with teachers that tell them what their itching ears want to hear. You think about it. If you are surrounding yourself with, for those that are surrounding themselves with teachers that tell them what they want to hear, they are funding those, they are propping them up, they're encouraging them to keep going with their doctrines, whatever they may be, because they appeal to some part in they themselves that doesn't want to give itself over to God and to truth and to light and to allow the Spirit of God just to flood their lives. They don't want that because their deeds are evil and they've given themselves over to darkness, as it says in also John chapter 3, verse 17, 18, 19, 20. You know, because they don't want that truth, what they do want is somebody to be given a position of authority in the eyes of men that then tells them they're okay. And they will support that, they will finance that, they will do everything they can to keep that going. But still their souls are empty, and still they're stuck watching reality TV shows trying to find something real. Not going to happen. God doesn't compromise. You know, He doesn't change His mind. He doesn't change the way that He works. And the way that He works essentially is 100% given over to Him. No, He won't have any other gods in front of Him. Period. So, you know, you are among the minority. And you will be for your entire life here in this world. So if you can realize that, if you can settle into that, if you don't take that personal, don't take it personal. You know, that's something that I'm getting better at, is, you know, really just not taking it personal. The fact that you're in the sniper's scope, you're being shot at all times, you're very flesh and blood sometimes. People that should be looking out for you may not be. The people that are on the side of light and truth, those are your brothers and sisters. Those are your true family. And thank God for them. But also know that those that don't love truth, those that don't love Christ, those that don't love Him, whether they share a last name with you or not, whether they're related or not, they're not going to be true family. And I mean, it goes back to the two kingdoms as well. You know, why is it that they would want to, if they're part of the kingdom of darkness, why would they ever want to see you having any advantage or anything going well for you if you're a child of light? So, you know, just let that be what it is. Pray for them. Just do what you can to bless and help them when you get the opportunity, because they're going to need you more and more in the days ahead, because you have answers that come from God to the problems that will definitely be coming up in the very near future. And when they do come up, you're going to have put aside and already dealt with those hurts from the past, so you're of use and service to the kingdom, what God's doing with them as well. And, you know, God's not through with a lot of people. So people that you might feel like, you know, that are an enemy or somebody that's hurt you, they could very well be your brother in arms in the very near future. So when that happens, if you have a grudge or something that's unresolved, that's going to be a limitation to what God intends to do with you in that person's life. Because He'll use you to help that person. He'll use you to build that person up. So you got to have let stuff go. And I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to let things go. Just forgive. Release. Let go. Move on. You know, God keeps us moving. You know, on a practical level, as much as possible, get out of debt. Stay clear and free of that if you can, because you're going to need to be mobile and going to need to be light. And we're not the type to let our feet go too deep into the soil of this earth anyways. We're transiting
through this dimension.
Excuse me. I got a little bit of jet lag still. So it kind of comes and goes. If you've ever had jet lag, boy, it just hits you. And when it hits you, just hope you're not driving. I'm all right. I'm not too bad right now. But boy, there's been a few times where it just wipes you out. So definitely ready to sleep when the time comes. But hey, I just want to let you know too, again, I'm kind of traveling for about the next, probably through middle of November. So you're going to get audios from the road when God gives me something, but they're not going to come on any kind of schedule as such. You know, I mean, in Sri Lanka, when I was posting the ones that you have there, those are kind of coming out somewhat routinely because of partly, you know, the way that things were while I was there. But now that, you know, I'm a little bit away from there for a while, it'll just come when God gives me something to give you. So, you know, you might get two or three in a day. You might get zero for a month. I don't know. So I will, whenever God gives me something, I will put it out there. And I just got to get to a spot where I can send it across too. So just keep me in prayer. I pray right now in Jesus' name that God just blesses you, that He keeps you, that He leads and guides you into all truth. For those that are afflicted and that are struggling right now, I pray just the strength of the Lord in their hearts and in their spirits. I pray for healing in your bodies. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you just bless every family, every group of people, Lord, that trust you in different places around this world, the churches that are the true churches that are around this world that are seeking and looking to you. Father, pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you keep them, that you lead and guide them, and just bless them in all they do, and bless the work of their hands, Father God. I pray for good success, Lord, in their business, and in that, Lord God, which you intend for them to be doing and being about. Lord, we love you, and we trust you, Father, and we go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, so I love you, and I'll be talking to you soon. And but yes, on the road, and we'll be on the road for some time. So I'll just have to, I'll just put things out as I got them. And all right, so talk to you later. And hey, do write me, do drop an email, faithmix@gmail.com, faithmix@gmail.com. So write in, and God bless you, love you, talk to you soon.